Welcome back to Rising 365, a podcast committed to inspiring and supporting others to embrace the opportunity to rise with each new day. I'm Mike Pena, and rising daily can be a challenge for many, including myself, and it is my hope that what you hear in these episodes will assist you in rising every day of the year. So yeah, this is two podcasts in 1 week because I am in the middle of performing in a live show called To Kill a Mockingbird. Earlier episode 26, we started looking at the Atticus effect, and this is the Atticus effect part two. You just got to try. So yesterday, Thursday, October 3rd, we opened To Kill a Mockingbird here in Kearney, Nebraska with Crane River Theater. And if you're not familiar with To Kill a Mockingbird, press pause, go Google To Kill a Mockingbird, and get familiar with it. It's one of the books that have transcended the time of decade. It hasn't gone out of style. Yesterday, cast members and I were talking about Atticus Finch, one of the main characters, the dad in this book, in this play, who is striving to live a life that is the same in public and work and what his kids see. He's a widowed father to two young people. And one of my castmates shared with me that Atticus Finch is actually rated to be the number one hero of all time, beating superheroes. And then another castmate even said that the person that Superman even looks up to is Atticus Finch. That's how important he is, the way he carries himself, the way he conducts himself. It affects him. And I remember listening to this book, even reading this book when I was young in high school. And just a few weeks ago, my family and I were driving across Nebraska listening to the audiobook. And I just got to thinking to myself, how awesome would it have been to have a dad like Atticus Finch? My dad is not in my life. But if I had a dad, I would hope and pray that he was like Atticus Finch. And then being a dad of two kids, I want to be like Atticus Finch. I want to be like what we shared in episode 26. I want to be the same person that my kids see. I want that person to be the same. I want them to be proud of me because I treat them with love and joy and patience and kindness. I'm hospitable to them. I'm someone they would be proud to say, hey, that's my dad. And I want that person to be the same when I'm here working in the ministry I work for, when I'm interacting with churches and people out in the public, and they get to know that, hey, there's Mike Pena. He is a missionary, and he strives to get the gospel out and live the gospel. I want that to be the same in every aspect of my life. And we all should want that. We should not be trying to play different people at work, with strangers, and with our family. If you're doing that, you're going to feel yourself not being able to keep up with life as it comes at you. But we're striving like Atticus to be the same. Be the constant in the community, the constant in his family, so people can trust on you. But last night when we were performing, I was off the stage right, just watching the show unfold and watching Atticus. And he had a line. Him and Scout are having a conversation towards the beginning of the play. And, you know, Atticus is this lawyer who's been appointed to represent an innocent man, Tom Robinson. But because of Tom Robinson's ethnicity, being a black guy in the early 1930s, he was automatically guilty. And the whole town, despite the evidence, saw him as guilty because solely because of his skin color. And Scouten doesn't understand why Atticus is taking the case, and she ends up asking him, why are you doing this? Are we even going to win? And Atticus says, no, honey, we're not going to win. And then Scout again says, then why are you doing it? The whole town says you shouldn't. And he has this powerful line. He says, honey, just because we're licked 100 years ago doesn't mean we shouldn't try. And that hit me last night. It was such an emotional line that you've got to try. No matter what you're facing in your life, what other people are thinking about your situation, what you're doing, in order to do what this podcast is setting out to do, and that's help people rise, you've got to try. So what else is there to do? If you don't try, you're stuck in the same spot. You're stuck in your house, in your bed, in your same situation, because you're afraid to try. And I think why people are afraid to try, especially here in 2024, is because we have the virus of social media in YouTube and platforms where when you go on there, everybody is already perfect at things. Nobody captures the struggle it took them to get good at what they're demonstrating and sharing on social media and on YouTube. They're showing you them at their best already after spending years and hours of trying to get to that point. But because we are seeing the results of hard work of people willing to try, we'll set out to try and give it an hour, half hour. And if we're not good instantaneously and we're not good as the people we've seen and been watching instantly because of our instant gratification of our world, we don't even want to try anymore. So many kids, like I've shared, we are in the lane of interacting with kids from elementary age kids, and then we have an avenue of our ministry where we're with teenagers, and then I'm giving the avenue of even interacting with adults. And people are so stuck because they're afraid to try something new. They're afraid what people will think about them. But they don't even do it. But like Atticus says, that's not a good enough reason. You're going to be stagnant and stale in your position and nothing will change. And all you're going to have before you is something to complain about, because you didn't try. So Atticus sets out to defend this guy, Tom Robinson, despite knowing the likelihood of him winning is very small. But he's going to try, and he's going to give it his best. And when you try, you can't give it a half-hearted attempt. You've got to go all in when you try. You've got to be patient with yourself. And who cares if it doesn't make sense to other people? It makes sense to you. What you're trying, you know, will lead to something new for you if you just persevere. And this isn't a self-will, self-discipline type situation. It's knowing that I've got a chance to get a little bit better, a little bit stronger, a little bit freer from what's holding me back if I only try. And again, I like to give biblical references of it is biblical to try. Romans 8:28 said, God will work all things out for good. That verse continues by saying he will work all things out for his good when it's aligned with his will. So of course, I'm not encouraging you to go out and try something that's negative for you. I'm not saying go try the next drug or alcoholic beverage or whatever. A new relationship. I'm talking about things that are good for you. And you know what those are, is we don't have to unpack those. Because that verse is very important. A lot of people will stop at that verse, Romans 8:28, and said, God will work out all things for good. And they stopped there. So they go out and do whatever they want to do, saying, God's going to work this out for good because I want it selfishly. But that verse doesn't stop there. It continues to say, he will work things all out for his good according to his will. And he'll never go against his will. He'll never go against his goodness. So if you're trying something that is blatantly negative, don't be naive enough to think that he's going to make that work out for good. There's more Bible references. Galatians 6:9, it says, keep going in your faith. You got to keep trying. Keep putting it to the test. Each new day you're given, that's an opportunity God is giving to you so that you can try new things to experience God's goodness, to share the gospel, to see him sanctifying you, to strengthen you. And then another biblical reference is 2 Chronicles 15:7. Your efforts don't go unnoticed. If you're a parent here listening to this, and you've got kids, don't you want your kids to see you trying new things, just not settling for what's normal, but you're out there doing your best and you're trying. You know, if you've never fixed a car, you're trying to fix a car. If you've never built something out of wood, you're trying your hand at carpentry, or you're putting the effort forth to try something new, a new sport, even new food. You know, if you're a parent saying there, hey, you need to eat this, but then you have a whole litany of lists of food you won't eat, but you're telling your kid you need to try it, it's good for you. They see you not trying new things, they're not going to do it. And that's the example we want to set. Other people are noticing what you're doing or not doing. If they see that you're in a situation that is making rising daily difficult, but they see you never taking the chance, they see you never opening the curtains to your room, they see you're not taking care of yourself healthy wise, you're not being active, you're eating unhealthy, you're not doing simple things as keeping your hygiene up, then they're going to think, does she really want to get better? And when people see you trying, they're going to come alongside you and they're going to notice that and they're going to encourage you. They're going to check in on you. They're going to say, how was your walk yesterday? I saw you out walking and it's been a while. Did you enjoy your walk? Or I see you trying. What can I do to help you? And then people seeing you try is going to encourage them to try. It's a wonderful, contagious thing when people see other people trying new things, they get excited. You know, if you just think about, you know, the track event of the 1 mile race. I remember back, people thought you can only run a mile at a certain amount of speed, like 7 minutes was the fastest anyone would be able to make it. And people was like, well, you know, that guy's better than me and he could only go make a mile in 7 minutes. And the people are saying, I wonder if I could run it faster. And then people were running it in 6 minutes, in 5 minutes, in 4 minutes. And I've read lately there's people like running miles in 2 minutes and some seconds. It's because they're not afraid to try. You know, trying, you never know what the result will be when you try. So, that's where we're at today. When was the last time you tried? When was the what was the last thing you tried? How long has it been? Maybe it's time for you to get up and try. You may surprise yourself what you're capable of. You may see yourself getting stronger. And I just did some fact checking right now. The fastest mile ran is 3:43. And like I shared before, they never thought a 6-minute mile would ever be broken. But because someone believed that they could do it and they were willing to try, and then they got coaches and people there encouraging them, 3:43. Like I said, people are encouraged by people willing to try. And one of my favorite other stories is the fastest marathon ran. This happened in 2018 by Kenyan Eliud Kipchoge. It's a cool video to watch him run this marathon. You know, over 26 miles. He runs it in 2 hours, 1 minute, and 39 seconds. But the beautiful thing about this run is he doesn't run it alone. He has pacers alongside him every step of the way, helping him, encouraging him, because he has the mindset to say, I'm willing to try to run the fastest marathon. And people got behind him and pushed him to this fastest time. And again, when people see you try, they're going to be there to help you. You may not succeed. Like Atticus, he didn't win the trial, but he was willing to try. And the result with that, there's Miss Maddie, towards the conclusion of the show of that situation, he's like, he was appointed to take that case. And only Atticus Finch could keep a jury out that long. Because during a time when racial codes determined what was right and wrong, he got the jury to question that. Even though it still resulted in him not winning the case, Atticus Finch was willing to try. So that's my encouragement to you, the listener, in this episode 27, The Atticus Effect, Part 2. You just got to try. Thank you for tuning in. I hope each episode brings you inspiration to embrace every new day. To support this podcast, consider booking me as a speaker for your next conference, school assembly, youth event, Bible study, or any special occasion where I can share the message of Rising 365. To arrange this, simply send me a message or email at rising247365@gmail.com. Additionally, you can support by liking, sharing, and rating the podcast on your preferred listening platform. Until we meet again, I'm Mike Pena, reminding you to rise and seize the gift of a new day. You are destined for this moment.